McGee.
I say Greece. RJ.
RJ, my neighbor from the rather exclusive Foxhall Road area. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. I had a striking idea, actually.
Oh, really? What's up?
Well, I was paging through my Guinness World Book of Records, and I noticed it didn't have any category for intestinal sculpture.
Really?
Yes. So I got to thinking, wouldn't it be wonderful if I could get in that book of records by using your dog?
Ah, good thinking.
Yeah, I thought it was a brilliant idea. So I called the representative over from the Guinness World Book.
Uh-huh.
And I told him of your dogs, and he thought it was a grand idea. So we finally spotted him, and we donned our gas masks and surgical gloves and followed the dog around for a little while. And sure enough, there in the thicket, he began to go a-quiver.
Oh, my God. Good, good.
Quickly, I grabbed my tape measure and put on my surgical gloves, and there it was, a gargantuan plopper of enormous size. Oh, it was beautiful.
Well, great. So I guess we're in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Well, no, not actually. We were disqualified.
Why is that?
Well, we couldn't get it uncurled to measure it.
Doing business is...
5 minutes before 7.